USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is bearing down on the Bahamas. This Category 5 storm has wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. People there are asking for help.
We need help. Please, someone, please come help us.
Emergency responders cannot get to many of the people in the Bahamas. Florida authorities are hoping to get people out of the way before the storm hits the mainland. There is now emergency mandatory evacuations happening in low-lying areas. There is also a mandatory evacuation order for the entire coast of South Carolina. The storm is only moving at 5 miles per hour, meaning it will stay in place for more than a day, up to 36 hours. Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The U.S. trade war with China is gaining speed as 15% tariffs took effect on much of the $300 billion in Chinese imports that were not previously hit with levies. President Trump is making a new argument that U.S. consumers are not going to be hurt.
China is moving along. We're doing very well. It was brought out very strongly today by a number of great economists that because China has devalued their currency so much that, in fact, they are actually paying for all of the tariffs.
It's not clear which economist the president was referring to, but in recent days, he has tweeted out videos from Fox Business Channel where hosts and guests were urging him to continue with the trade war. The Red Cross says over 100 people are assumed killed in Yemen by a Saudi-led coalition airstrike. Yemen officials say a college was targeted, which was occupied by Houthi rebels. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A number of the Democratic candidates running for president were frustrated this week after being disallowed in the September 12th debates. USA's John Hunt has the story.
They either didn't get over 130,000 individual donors or 2% in four very specific polls exclusively chosen by DNC Chairman Tom Perez. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard had issues with the process.
The whole process really lacks transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be and ultimately who our next president, commander-in-chief will be. When you see that lack of transparency, it creates lack of faith and trust in the process.
Gabbard received over 130,000 in individual donors, but did not make the 2% in the four specific polls. She reached two of them, and of the other 14 polls that came out the week before, she was over 2% in eight of them. She's frustrated with the process after seeing the same type of things done by the DNC in the 2016 primaries between Hillary Clinton and the man she was working for at the time, Bernie Sanders.
In business news, more Sears and Kmart stores are going to close. 26 of them will shut down next month, and nearly 100 more will close in December. The first of the liquidation sales are expected to get underway in just a few weeks. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.